Conversations with Dog.
Hello and welcome to Conversations with Dog. My name is Susie Gazzi and I am the mouthpiece of the host Charlie Yes Dog, who is a pit bull terrier hosting his own radio show. How does it get any better than this? So today we are actually talking about the sickness and illness of pets and how that really puts a lot of stress on us and how many of us do have trouble when our animals are experiencing this sort of thing. Why is that? Because, of course, many of us are, well, we get concerned when our pets are sick because we don't usually have a sense of what is going on for them. And one thing in particular right off the bat that I would like to say is that, of course, inherently animals have this point of view that they do not wish to show their illnesses or sicknesses because that in nature usually gives them away as being a vulnerable piece of the puzzle that could easily be then fall prey to some other animal that is out there looking for things. But there's also another piece of that, actually. It's not just if an animal is limping or doing something unusual that makes them more vulnerable. It's also an energy, because what they have actually seen in nature is that, for example, wolves, when they are hunting, most of the time will take out an animal that is diseased. So in a way, the hunted are actually being weeded out in a way of when they're sicklish or not well, they fall prey more likely to another animal. And so with that also, they're obviously out of the breeding cycle and will not have a chance to really, put their disease out there in nature more. And so this is more, of course, how nature works by the idea that we have with it and how we know about it. And yet, what else is there actually energetically that we haven't yet really seen scientifically or proven? Because sometimes when I look at this idea of the Darwinism of things, I sometimes actually wonder too, like, is all of that totally correct? Or is there maybe some other energy also that we maybe have to start looking at? And so it's not just about, ooh, the gene pool has to stay strong or stay strong when this happens or all this kind of stuff. It's more like, well, what else is actually out there that we haven't yet acknowledged or that we haven't yet paid attention to? And so the same is true for our animals when they're getting sick. And when we're trying to figure out what is going on for them, of course, when we don't know how to ask them a question or what we can actually do here, then it makes it really more difficult, because we, of course, don't want to end up in a way, in a place where we all of a sudden feel like, oh, we didn't do enough for our pet, or we could have done this or we could have done that. Because how many of you have heard the horror stories about someone saying, oh, my dog was ill, and then it didn't look like it was all that bad, and 2 days later they die, and then the person says, if I had gone to the vet right away, everything would have been fine, but I didn't even think anything was wrong here. So of course, then the other way around, sometimes we may run to the vet in a panic, thinking that something needs to change or something is going on, and then only to find out nothing is going on and it was just that the pet had a moment. So, and I've been personally in that situation too many, many, many years ago when I didn't have the tools of asking a question. So, for example, when Charlie got bitten by something in the middle of the night, I think it was like 2 years ago or something, I let him out. He needed to go out. He was whining, and I let him out at like 3 a.m. And then he came back and he acted really, really strangely. And then within minutes, his entire face swelled up. And I looked at it and I was like, whoa, what is that? You know, what's going on here? Did he get bitten by a snake? Did he get bitten by something else? And so I just started to ask questions because I'm about 45 minutes away from any kind of medical care where I live. And so I was looking at that going like, whoa, this swelling is coming up quite quickly. What do I do with that? So basically, after asking some questions and also Googling, because I had never even looked at that sort of thing before either, and I didn't know where I could go in the middle of the night. So after all of that, it was clear to me that I did have to drive to the clinic, and so I did. And it turned out he was bitten by a snake, but it was not a poisonous snake, and he was allergic to the snake bite. So that was an interesting reaction, too. But in a way, like I knew I had to drive there, but on the way there, I wasn't panicked and I wasn't actually having a sense that he was going to die. I just got that it was very uncomfortable for him and that that it needed to be addressed right away, but it wasn't an emergency. So what if you could actually ask some questions when something comes up and then really trust yourself, and if you're not trusting yourself, maybe ask somebody else. And sometimes it can be really fun to actually ask somebody a question where, you know, we do this amongst friends a lot here when we're using the Access Consciousness tools. We will basically put an energy into one hand and then put another energy into another hand and say, which hand would you pick, to somebody else. Because then it's a totally unbiased way of looking just at the energy. Of course, please always, always trust yourself. So, for example, if you are really having a sense that you need to take your animal to the vet and you're asking other people and they say, no, it doesn't seem like that's going to have to happen, etc. And but for you, it keeps coming up as like, oh, I really, really, really have a sense that I need to go. Then please, please, please always follow that. One of the things that I have seen more than once, a lot actually, is that we as the people that are most connected to our animals actually do have a sense about things that other people don't have. And most people, when they look at a situation, will not really look at the energy, but they will use their logical mind. And so often it is not actually a possibility to really figure this out logically because it doesn't have anything to do with logic. I'll tell you another thing. So, for example, my cat was sick many, many years ago, and my sense was I had to go to the vet. She was acting really strangely. She was just sitting there and she was very disturbed looking. And so my sense was I had to go to the vet with her, and I actually, my very first sense was that she was poisoned and that she had gotten rat poisoning from like probably eating a rat that had been eating poison. So our neighbor actually was having rat poison out at all times, so I knew there was rat poisoning around the neighborhood. But I didn't have any evidence that she had eaten a rat or anything. It was just that was my sense. So I drove her to the vet and I got there and they said, no, she doesn't have rat poisoning and we could do all these other tests, but her symptoms that she is showing have nothing to do with rat poisoning. And they said, we could do all these other tests. And I said, well, how about can you actually test for rat poisoning? And they said, yes, but the test is very expensive. And again, her symptoms aren't really showing any of that. And I said, could you please just do it anyway? Because I just had this weird sense. And they said, sure. And so they tested. And sure enough, she was poisoned by rat poisoning. And so they gave her the antidote and everything was fine. But they then admitted themselves that they would have gone down a completely different route, would have done all these other tests, would have basically not come to any conclusion what was going on with her, and she would have most likely died from this. So, and this is not because I'm the expert, Please, please, please. I've heard this story from so many people. As a matter of fact, I'm not an expert at all. I always have, I would never call myself that. I just keep practicing and I do make mistakes and I do see things differently in a lot of times. But please listen to yourself when you're having a sense about something that is really, really strong and that really is this piece where you're having a sense of like, wow. This is what's going on. Please listen to yourself because even you can have a sense about something that nobody else gets. If I had listened to the vet, my cat would have died. And it's not to make the vets wrong. It's just that my cat didn't show the typical symptoms that you would show when you have been poisoned. But that's true for so many things, like animals may not show the same symptoms as other animals. Every animal is different, and you have to, again, please trust yourself and you have to trust what you know in order to kind of move forward with this. So, this is really the very, very first thing that I would like to really, really have you be aware of. And I want to stress this really strongly that you do know. And so, please listen to yourself. And wouldn't you rather go and find out later that, nothing was wrong rather than do it the other way around? And but again, it doesn't mean that you have to run to the vet with every single little thing that will go on with your animal. Because also, isn't it true that you yourself won't go to the doctor for every little thing that's going on with you? You don't usually rush to the emergency room for every little thing that you are sensing in your body. You usually often also wait till you're quite sick to go. I'm not actually suggesting that that is what you should be doing with yourself or your pet. I'm just looking at what is real for most people. And so, please, please, please have a look at that and actually start to really look at what works for you and what is actually going to create the ease that you are looking for. So, the very first thing that I always ask now when there's anything going on with my pets or with a pet that I am assisting somebody with, I will always ask, is this an emergency? Is this something that needs to be driven to the vet, or does the vet have to address this? Is this an emergency for the body? Do we have to do something right away? Do we have to go to medical care right away? Those are the questions that I would ask pretty much right away. And then basically just have whatever comes like as your sense. So again, you don't have to be an animal communicator to do this. You just have to be willing to listen to energy. And that's really what is mostly required here, is just listen to that. Does it feel lighter to go to the vet, or does it make you feel heavy to go to the vet? Those are the tools that you can use to play with. And if this is your very, very first time listening, what I'm mentioning here are the tools of Access Consciousness. So you can go to accessconsciousness.com and you will find a lot of information there and a lot of tools, and you can actually check that out and see if there's anything that it resonates with you. But the tool of light and heavy has been explained by many, many facilitators, and so I would encourage you to actually go and listen to that from some different people and see what actually resonates with you. But in essence, basically anything that makes you feel lighter is the thing that is true for you in that moment. So if it lightens up your world, if it makes you smile, if it's presented like an ease energy, then follow that, please. Even again, if it goes against anybody else's notion, against anybody else's logical explanation, please still follow that. That is the universe tapping you on the shoulder and giving you information. That is the moment that is actually allowing the universe to communicate with you. And if you start to listen to that more and more and more, the universe will give you more and more and more information if you brush it aside, and we've all done that, I know you've done it too. If you brush these notions aside, it usually never really turns out so great. So please start listening to that. It's really the most easy tool that you have available, and it is one that is really worth following at all times, even again if it doesn't seem logical or if it doesn't seem sensible. Still listen to that, please, please, please. That's the very first thing that I would recommend. Cool. So let's actually involve Charlie here in this equation, and let's see what he has to say about sickness and disease. So Charlie, when you are not well, when your body is not well, what basically is going on for you in that moment? So he basically says that it really does depend on the moment, of course. I guess that would be true for us too. We don't always respond. Our bodies doesn't always respond to sickness in the same exact way. It also depends on what's going on for us. The energy that he was giving me is that when it's something that he doesn't really know about, that makes him be uncomfortable with his body, his reaction is very different from when he knows what it is. So for example, like, because I was mentioning that snake bite earlier, the swelling of his face for him was a very new thing. He's never had that before, and so that definitely gave him a sense of urgency and strangeness, and he wasn't sure what was going to occur with him and his body. So there was definitely that moment of panic actually in his world. So that was definitely an interesting moment for him also. But the other energy that he is showing me is basically when he is not well, that he just likes to sleep. And so he just showed me himself like laying in his bed and basically sleeping and really being sort of groggy and sleeping. And that's how he deals with that himself. And I do actually know that when he has days where, well, he doesn't have them so much anymore, but when he used to have these days where his tummy wasn't really doing well for him, then yes, I would see him a lot, like sleeping in his most favorite spot in his bed, and like wherever he would feel sort of having that sense of, not security, but maybe security, comfort and sort of having that sense of like, yeah, where he, yeah, it's a little beyond comfort. The word doesn't really come to me right now, but you know what I mean. If you're not feeling well, you want to be in a spot that feels really pleasing to you. You don't want to be in a place that doesn't feel comfortable. I know for myself, I once really got ill on an airplane, and that was not fun because, you know, there was no place to go. There was no place to be. And I just had to sit in my seat and do the best I could with what was going on with my body. And, you know, you want to basically get into comfortable clothes. You want to hide away. You want to, whatever you need to do, ride it out. And when you don't have that available, it makes it a little rougher. And so, of course, that's a similar thing for our animals. They like to also be able to go to a place where they can hide away and rest, and get over whatever it is that they have to get over. So, okay, cool. So that's one thing. And so, so now, you know, the other thing Charlie does say is like, don't panic when you see your animal in that particular mode. And I get that too, and that's what I was mentioning earlier. You know, I've had the have to run to the vet moments where I would get there and then find out that my animal wasn't all that sick, And that's what I was mentioning earlier. I did have those moments where I had a vet bill of like $400 or $500 from doing tests, and all of them were non-conclusive, but at the same time, there was actually nothing wrong with my animal at the time. This was another cat story, different cat, different moment. And in the end, it was literally just probably a moment of not feeling well, which can also occur. Not every moment of not feeling well is an emergency, but I didn't ask the question. I just ran there in a panic, really, and then found out that, oh, $500 later, none of this had to happen. So, first of all, let's actually, not first of all, but let's actually run some clearings here, and let's actually clear some of this off. And then also, maybe let's have a look at another piece of that too. So everything that, and by the way, these clearings that I'm about to run are also the tools of Access Consciousness. And if you would like to know more about them, please go to theclearingstatement.com and you will get a whole explanation to what that clearing statement is and what it does for you. But mainly just generally speaking, it is a totally easy way to get rid of anything that has you energetically stuck in a point of view. And those points of view sometimes come from places that we don't really have any logical access to them anymore. It was some decision we made a long time ago. And so that's what still has us stuck in something. So, first of all, everywhere that you have decided that your pet should never have to suffer, that your pet should never have to go through any kind of hardship or disease, will you now please destroy and uncreate all of that? Thank you, times a gazillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. So why am I even saying that, and why should you let go of that? Well, because again, if you have decided that your pet should never suffer or go through any kind of ailment or hardship, then you will have to also now do whatever you can to basically prevent that from occurring, which isn't all that easy because if your animal does get sick, they will feel a little off and they will have moments where they're not well and they're not happy. And if you now have decided that you need to prevent those moments at all cost, then you are actually no longer really going to perceive if the situation that your pet is in is an emergency or if it's just something that is just showing up for them on the day, on a day where they're just not feeling well, which again, can occur. But if you have that point of view that your pet should never suffer, then you will not be able to really see the disease that they're having for what it is, but you will come to conclusions, and you might come to that place where all of a sudden now you have to go and do what I said earlier, go through the $500 tests only to find out nothing was wrong, or at least not severely enough wrong. To have to go to the vet for it. So all the decisions you have about your animal should never, ever, ever have to go through this or suffer. Will you please destroy and uncreate all that? Thank you. Times a gazillion. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. So all the commitments you have to never having an animal around you suffer, will you now please destroy and uncreate all of that? Times a gazillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. One thing that I want to say about this really quickly too is, so for example, have you ever actually been so ill and so sick that you thought, oh, I just want to die? Have you been in that position where you're just laying in bed and you're feeling so ill? Everything is hurting, everything is just so uncomfortable, and everything is so intense that you're just like, oh, I want to die. This is so awful. I'd rather die. Now, just for a thought, would you in that moment have really chosen that? Was that really something you would have chosen if that was available? So, in other words, if somebody had come up to you and said, "Hey, yeah, I can put you to sleep now," is that what you're choosing? Like, do you want to do that? You might have said at the moment, maybe you might have said, "Yeah, I'll choose that." But in essence, now that you are no longer sick, you would probably say, "No, I'm glad I didn't choose that." So, what I'm saying with that is, please look at that with your animals too. Not just because they are really, really sick, does that really mean that they want to die or that they should die because they shouldn't go through the suffering of being sick. So again, if you have that commitment that your animal should never suffer or should never go through any hardship or anything like that when they're being ill, you're making it much harder on yourself. You're making those choices that you are basically making for your animals much, much harder instead of really just being available to say, "Wow, my animal is really, really sick. And yes, they're not feeling well, but they're gonna have to go through this, and I'll do the best I can to get them through this with ease. But I'm not going to start to suffer with them now, and I'm not going to put them out of their misery just because they're being ill, and they have to suffer right now." Does that make sense? I hope this kind of makes sense to you because I've seen so many people that actually go through this with that sense of like, "Oh, I have to now react to the suffering of my animal in a particular way," versus just looking at it and going, "Yeah, I've been there too. It's not fun, but doesn't necessarily mean that they should die over it or that I should put them, quote unquote, out of their misery." Everything that brought up, will you please just try and create it? Times a godzillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Okay, cool. So with that, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a bar session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Right again. Thank you so much for listening today. We are talking about what to do when your animals are sick and how you can react to that, how you can be with that, and how is that for our animals. So we were talking earlier about really being willing to actually ask questions, but also we were looking at, you know, the choices that we often make when our animals are sick and what we are often doing with those choices. And I have talked to many people who have said to me that they really can see their animals suffer And again, this is a really interesting choice, and it's a very interesting way of being in the world. When we have that point of view that we don't wish to see an animal suffer, because then again, we have to make choices when we are coming across that, that sometimes may not actually work with what the animal is choosing. And so again, we're missing a little bit of what else might be available or possible for us when we actually don't ask the question. And so it is really important that you start to look at that, and it's really important that you start to be willing to really perceive that energy that is going on for the animal, and you're willing to actually ask them a question and really see what it is that they are choosing. Because yes, animals can choose that they are done with their bodies and they are ready to leave their bodies behind. As a matter of fact, they do that with much more grace than we do, and they don't have a point of view about it like we do. Bodies, of course, don't wish to just die. It's not something that they do. The body is something that is very exuberantly willing to live, and if the body is not diseased, if the body is healthy and happy, the body doesn't really see a need to choose death. And yet bodies can also make that choice to give up their body for somebody else to live and thrive and eat. Those arrangements also often are available to animals, which doesn't make any sense to us and to our logical mind and to our upbringing and to our way of life and living. We have a very strange way of looking at death. And I have done quite a few shows on that topic. So if you are in that position with your animal, please listen to that. Animals do really have quite a different point of view about all of this. And if we could adopt some of those points of views, I think we would have a lot more ease and more grace ourselves with the topic of death. Again, so much of this is really based on asking questions. So anyone can ask questions. Please don't have that sense that you can't, or that you don't know what the answers are. We're just not really used to that. We're not used to actually creating that sense of space to receive information in that way. We are so trained from very, very early on as little kids that we have to learn everything, we have to study, we have to read books, we have to basically not trust ourselves with certain things, but that we always have to find the expert, the one that knows better than we do, and that they have the answer to everything that we're looking for. But is that actually true? Or is it actually that we know a lot? So just actually let me ask you a question, and you don't even have to believe in what I'm about to ask you. You could still sort of just look at the energy of it. So how many lifetimes have you actually dealt Let me ask this in a different way. Sorry. So how many lifetimes have you had around animals? A little, a lot, or megatons? Well, for most of you, it's a megaton. So wouldn't you think that in all those times that you've had around animals that you would have learned a few things? So were you denying everything that you know about animals? Will you now please just join Uncreated? Times a gazillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyonds. And everything that doesn't allow you to actually perceive, know, be and receive everything that you do know about animals from any lifetime, will you not destroy and uncreate all that? Times a gazillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyonds. Okay, cool. So if you actually did have knowledge in a sense about animals, then what would it take for you to actually start trusting that and to actually start asking questions, even if you don't get a cognitive answer, even if the answer doesn't come in like it would if you were reading an article and you could just read it. But what if you just trusted whatever that sense is that you are getting, and then trusted also that you would get more information about it as you would create the space for it? So it's not so much that you have to wait for the time, for the right time, but what if you actually created the space to receive whatever the information is that you are looking for? And it can come in very peculiar ways. I have known people that actually dream about certain things that they ask about, and then they have a dream, and it's very clear in the dream what it is that they were asking for. They actually got a very succinct answer through a dream. Some people will all of a sudden talk to somebody else who will give them the information that they are looking for. I've heard from people that would walk down the street and see all of a sudden a newspaper article that was posted up somewhere, and it is the information they were asking for. There are so many ways that the universe will deliver, none of which are linear, none of which are something that you could really, be aware of ahead of time. It's just having the space and the openness to receive that. So just your willingness to actually have that there will start to create the information flooding in from the universe. So again, just please trust that and know that that is available to you and that you can have that. And with that, please, just give yourself the space to receive and to have that as a possibility. So what are the kind of questions you can ask? Well, we talked about the first one, actually. If your animal is sick, is this an emergency? Is this something that I need to address right now? Is this something that requires a vet? And if you get a yes to any of those things, then please take the steps that you have to take to actually go to the vet or whoever you see. But then you might also ask, is this an issue for the vet, or is this an issue for somebody else? Maybe you do have some other resources available and you can handle the situation in a different way. It could be alternative medicine. It could also be somebody who just has knowledge about certain things that you will consult. You again will know what that is and who that is. I won't be able to tell you that, but you will know that because you will get that sense about it. So please trusting that. So that those are questions you can ask. Let's say you're dealing with something that is not an emergency and that is something that's maybe showed up for a while. For example, for Charlie, it's been, he had a long story of basically an inflamed duodenum. And so, basically at first even diagnosing it was sort of a bit of a stretch. And then once it was diagnosed, the veterinary solution for it was basically taking medicine to suppress the inflammation. But the vet actually even told me that this would not be a cure. This would just be a suppression of the symptoms and he would feel better, but it wouldn't really cure whatever he has going on. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. And okay, I don't wish for him to feel bad. At the same time, I would like to cure this if it's possible. And what else is possible? So I started asking questions. What is required here? What needs to occur? What needs to happen on a dietary level? What needs to happen on an energetic level? What needs to happen on a medical level? What is required to occur on a other alternative ways of looking at this? And so I just kept asking questions and I never stopped asking questions. So basically, it took quite a while. It took me a few years to actually really get to the bottom of this. And now he doesn't have this anymore. It is basically something that was altered in a way that was changing it completely. And so for him, this is no longer something that he has to deal with on a daily basis, which he did before. And so again, how did we get there? Asking questions and never giving up. So I didn't give up when I couldn't figure it out within a couple of weeks or even a couple of months. I just kept asking questions. And so I would listen to everything that anyone ever said to me about this. I would look at it from so many different angles, and I would really just always keep on it. I would never give up. So, but please, even if you don't find a quote-unquote solution or things aren't getting better, please don't make yourself wrong for it either. Again, your animal has also their own way of dealing with this, and whatever it is that might actually have them also stuck in a particular sickness might be something that you also could ask questions about. So for example, which I did with Charlie, actually, one of the questions I did ask him, which is something we do with the Tools of Access, we ask, what are you sick of when somebody is sick? So what are you sick of? And you just have an energy come up and you say, everything that is, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Times a gazillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And then you ask again, what else are you sick of? Another energy comes up. Everything that is, will you destroy and uncreate all that, please? Times a gazillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And then you ask again, what are you sick of? Everything that is, will you destroy and uncreate all that, please? Times a gazillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And you can ask this over and over and over until there is really no more energy that comes up. So this is a question, like I said, that we ask people, but it also works for animals because, again, when you're having a dis-ease show up, it does come from something that is not easeful in the life of the animal. And yes, it could be that there's this, well, it could really start from anything, okay? This could be something that is going on physically that the body just doesn't have the strength for whatever reason. It could be the immune system is down because there was a change in weather, or there was or something in the food that didn't agree with them. The immune system can be down also for psychological reasons. So anytime this kind of stuff shows up, it makes the body more susceptible to other things that then could just be flaring up. Because a lot of the quote-unquote diseases that we call diseases that are like viruses and bacteria already are in our bodies. They're sitting there latently and they are just waiting for a chance to flare up. When the body isn't showing a lot of strength, that's when they are going to be able to multiply with more ease. That's when they're going to take over for a while and even can take over and kill the body. But it all starts with the body just not being at its best. So whatever you can do to ask some questions there, to actually at least take the energetics out of it so that the animal has the energetic exuberance available, so it's not having to go into the disease, that can be very helpful. And by asking the question, what are you sick of, you could actually start to clear some of that out. And if it was really just from something that came from the energy of it, then that shift in energy can change the disease as well. So everything that brought up, will you please destroy and uncreate it? Times a gazillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And with that, we're going to take another quick break and we'll be right back.
When you're pondering the big questions like, is there more than this? How can I have a happy relationship? What would it take to like my body? And how do I make more money? Where do you go for information and tools? Check out the online store at accessconsciousness.com. Accessconsciousness.com has books, DVDs, instant video and audio downloads, online classes, and so much more. Subjects include abuse, changing your body, recovery, raising children, business techniques, tools to generate more money, how to have better sex and healthier relationships, just to name a few. At accessconsciousness.com, you can also find facilitators who teach local classes on a variety of subjects. Accessconsciousness.com, your one-stop shop for tools to assist you in changing your life. All of life comes to us with ease, joy, and glory. Go to accessconsciousness.com to learn more.
Hey everybody, this is Dr. Dane here, and I would like to invite you to an adventure in being. I've just written and finished a new book known as Being You, Changing the World. Are you one of those dreamers? One of those people who's always known that other possibilities should be available but haven't yet been able to see them be created? Well, I wrote this book for you. In it, you'll find tools, processes, and unique perspectives to change the things you've always wanted to change but didn't know how. In it, you'll find an invitation to a different possibility for a way that we can be in this world that changes not only our lives, but by being us, allows us to contribute to changing everything planet-wide that doesn't work. Are you aware that truly great people, truly being them, is the only thing that has ever created a great change on this planet? Are you willing to step up? Are you willing to be one? Check out a copy of my new book, Being You, Changing the World. I invite you to go to beingyoubook.com for a free gift.
Okay, and welcome again. Thank you so much for listening to this exploration of sickness in pets and the diseases that they might be having. Now, one thing that I didn't really talk about at all and that I would like to address for just a moment is that our animals often also will basically try to heal us and others around them. And with that, they will often also show the symptoms of disease, but the disease is actually not theirs. It is something that they have taken out of another body. Now, I know this is the weirdest thing. If you have never heard this before, you might be going like, what is she talking about? So, and this is also something that bodies just do with each other. Even people bodies will do that with each other. So many times when I hear about somebody being sick, I can perceive it in my body. And it's so interesting when we do that. And I'm sure you have had these, you've had these before too, where it's literally just all of a sudden you hear about somebody being ill, and then it's almost like you're all of a sudden getting that same illness too. But is that actually your body assisting the other body that is going through this? And so if that is the case, what we often do, especially when it's about our animals, we try to stop them from doing that. We try to tell them not to do that, that they should stop healing. I've actually had this often with people that were sick themselves, and they knew that their animals were doing something for their bodies and they were assisting them. And they felt so bad for their animals that they wanted them to stop it. And they basically got really frustrated over the fact that their animals were assisting them. Now, this is the one thing where you actually don't want to stop your animal from doing that, but you want to actually acknowledge them for doing it. You want to be grateful for them doing it. You want to thank them for doing it. Because with that energy, you are actually allowing the energetic flow to continue on. So if you are willing to actually have an energetic flow with the body of your animal and with all of that, then the more you acknowledge it, the more you actually are in allowance of this taking place, the easier it will be for your animal to dissipate that rather than holding on to it or becoming the disease. So many times when the symptoms are actually showing up dynamically, it is because we're trying to stop it. We're trying to not allow it to be there or allow our animals to help us. We are literally trying to stop it, and that's what's then sticking it all. So everything that is and everything that brought up, will you just join on create all that, please? Thank you. Times a gazillion. Right and wrong, good and bad, pod and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyonds. And even about this topic, I have done past shows. So if you're interested in this particular topic, please, again, bring it into iTunes and look at the titles. It will give you some clue about if we're talking about this particular issue. And yes, I remember shows that I have done where I do talk about that probably more than once. So again, have a look at that and see if this is a topic that you would like to have a little bit more information on, and check it out. So now let's see, what else is it that we haven't talked about yet? And I have talked a lot in this show, and Charlie hasn't really said this much yet. So Charlie, is there anything else that you would like to add to this that I haven't yet talked about? Let's see if there's anything else. Oh, yes. So he's actually saying, like, the worst thing that a person can do is feel sorry for their pet when this is going on. So why is that the worst thing, Charlie? Okay, well, he's basically saying that if you are basically being in that energy of like, oh, this is, you know, my poor pet, my poor pet, my poor pet, you're no longer really assisting your animal to get over it. You know, you're now stuck in the same thing that your animal is stuck in, and you're no longer really being the rock in the stream for them. They can no longer really lean on you now or really get your support if you are now becoming that energy of, oh, my poor pet, my poor pet. So what other energy can you be for them that would actually allow them to use your energy for strength and for a change? So what else could you, what energy could you be instead of being the energy of feeling sorry for your pet? So what other possibilities are there? So Charlie, what would you like to see, or what is actually an energy that would assist you when you're not when you're being ill, when you're not feeling well? So for him, it's really being in the energy of total allowance for whatever is going on. And so allowance is really that place where you're not being affected by something. It doesn't mean that you have no, that you don't care. As a matter of fact, it's the opposite. Like, true caring is actually being in total allowance. And that is when you truly are caring, because you're not trying to fix anything, but you're also not walking away saying, I don't care. It's just that you're being in allowance, you're being in the question, you're just being there. You're being an energy, you're being yourself. So the more that you can actually be that, the more helpful it is for your animal, the more it is assisting your animal to be able to actually be to be assisted by all of this, I guess. I was trying to look at what else Charlie was saying. So being that energy. And so what else is required for that? Oh, so the other thing that Charlie is saying is basically looking beyond what you have decided is the best way I can describe that energy. So basically looking at thinking outside of your own box that you have put yourself in. Some people are very adamant about certain things. Like, some people will say, oh, I would never go to a doctor about this, or I would never choose alternative medicine, or I would never do energy work, or I would only do energy work. So these are all conclusions that have nothing to do with actually asking a question. I know, you know, Gary Douglas always says, like, hey, when your car is having a problem, you bring it to the mechanic. You don't stand there and run energy on it. You bring it to the mechanic. So in other words, sometimes this may be what is required, And yes, running energy on your car may also work, and sometimes it may need a mechanic. So please have a look at this. What is actually required to change the situation? Is medical care required? Is alternative medicine required? Is energy required? What is required? So not ever coming to a conclusion and saying, I will only do this, I will only do that, I would never do this, I would never do that. So all the nevers and onlys that you have in your vocabulary, will you now please destroy and uncreate all of those? Times a gazillion. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. So, okay, what else, Charlie, what else have we not talked about that is important about this situation? Oh, okay, so even when there is a treatment that has been chosen, to still keep in the question. Another good point. So in other words, if somebody says, okay, you have to do this for 10 days and you have to give this amount and at these hours, to still keep asking a question, to still check in, to really ask the body, do you require this medicine today? How much of it do you require? How often do you require it? And really keep in the question, even with the things that have been prescribed and in the administration, please keep checking in with the body and not, again, don't come to conclusions when it comes to treatment either. So again, keep in the question no matter what is going on, and never, never assume that you now have like the answer and that is the answer to whatever is going on, but to keep asking questions. So whatever that just brought up, will you please destroy and uncreate all that? Times a gazillion. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Okay, well, I think this is the end of today's show. And thank you again so, so much for listening today. And what else is possible with our pets when it comes to sickness and disease? Thank you again. Looking forward to having you next time. Bye bye.
Conversations with Dog.